you're all settled in now. It's has it gone quickly, your time at the club, on your return?
It's gone very, very quickly, yeah. It was, funnily enough, it's a year to day since my daughter was born, so that's made me think. I've just been here just over a year now, and it's flown by. It's been a real good year.
How has it sort of been compared to what you expected? I mean, in terms of what's happened at the club, but also your particular role?
I knew what I was coming into, if I'm totally honest. I knew the setup I was coming into, the management structure I was coming into. So it's lived up to all of that. Obviously, it was disappointing end of last season, but overall a real, real positive season. And then I think we've taken that impetus on during pre-season this year. So it's been a nice, positive start.
Glenn Murray was saying to us today that the club is very different to his first spell. It's very different to when you were here as a player. What's it like now doing your role as a coach rather than as a player to be working in those kind of environments?
It's a great environment to work in. And I've got to say now, I prefer being a coach, funnily enough, to me playing career. I'm not in any pain now. Mm. And I enjoy coming into work every single day with the staff we've got around here to help you out, the facilities we've got. It's absolutely top draw.
How difficult was that to make that decision? I think, was it a back injury, am I right?
That
put, you know, the end to your career. But it's a difficult time for any player in any position, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was one that probably has been coming, if I'm honest, because year after year, my back had been getting worse. I had a good first year here where I only suffered from it for about 2 months. It's something I'd thought about over time. And if I ever need another operation, which was my third, I was going to call time on it, really. Mm. As I say, I wasn't enjoying coming into training, and then for the days when my back wasn't able to train as I'd want to train. So it wasn't a tough decision at all to retire in the end. It was something I was forced to do. The tough decision was what direction to go in after that, and I'm pleased I took time to decide that, really.
And what do you enjoy most about a coaching role?
Well, I enjoy what I enjoy as a player, you know, being involved in a football club every single day. But now I don't have the pain I used to have when I trained. So I'm out with the boys every single day, still prepare for games the same way. It's different. It's totally different.
Let's talk about the ones that you are working with. Three keepers, one's out on loan at the moment, I know. You could say Casper hasn't really featured for the team, but we've had David and Nicky already in action this season.
No, I've got a really good group here. You know, I took my time last year to observe them all. We brought Nicky in straight away. So we've obviously got Stocko, Nicky, Casper and Christian out at Luton at the moment. And three of the four have had a really strong start to the season, I would say. Casper does his work unseen by the fans around here. He's brilliant. That's why we want them around again this year. He's excellent for the group. Excellent for the dynamic and trains hard every day.
And I suppose also he has a role to play for the outfield players as well.
He does. I mean, he's been here from the days up at Falmouth, at the university and everything. And, you know, he's seen it all. He's been very good for me in my time here as well. And he's trying to learn the coaching side as well as joining every day at the minute. So, no, he's great to have around.
Yeah, he's a good character, isn't he, to have around. How pleased were you that Nicky decided to stay? I mean, it must have been difficult for him, early 30s, to maybe start thinking about getting regular football, but he's decided to stay.
Yeah, he was a bit unfortunate last year because bringing him in, I think, was the right choice to bring him in to challenge Stocko. Stocko, his consistency was really good last year. So Nicky, he trained hard every day, prepared again if he was going to play. He got his chance in the two Carlton Cup games and the FA Cup game and did well. But it was just Stocko's form that kept him out of the team. They both come back, trained really hard. Stocko had to play catch-up pre-season just to make the first game of the season. Trained really hard, and they both played two now and kept two clean sheets each.
What about David Stockdale? I mean, how good a keeper is he? I mean, you talk about consistency, but his all-round play.
He's tremendous with his feet. As far as I'm concerned, you know, he takes a lot of pressure off us with his feet. He's the best I've worked with by far with his feet. And I was really pleased with his consistency last year. I thought over the full year he did really well and won us lots of points.
Because you've worked with a few. I mean, how do they compare? I think David Button you've worked with a fair bit. Popey, I think, was another. What about some of the, how do they compare? And about the role of a keeper, has it changed over the years from when you started sort of coaching? And is it, anyone talks about, you know, Neuer and the way that he plays like an extra outfield player. Is that a factor going forward?
When you've mentioned a couple there, and it's hard to compare individually because they've all got the strengths. That's why they've all round about the top level, really. It's trying to maximise what strengths they do have. Everyone compares Neuer now, and I think he is the best all-rounder keeper. Mm. You know, but you I don't think you should ever force someone to do what they're uncomfortable doing. Mm. Stocko's, he's done very well for me, and we hope and we can keep improving and ultimately get us to the Premier League.
What have you made of what's happened to Joe Hart? And he's kind of gone in there. I know it's not this football club, but it's an interesting development for England keeper to be dropped like that.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we don't know what's gone on behind the scenes there, but it's disappointing. He's a keeper I really rate, and I'm sure he'll be playing. He'll be first choice somewhere very soon.
What about the next generation? Christian Wharton had to play a few cameo roles for the Albion. He's gone out on loan to Luton with Nathan. How good a young talent is he?
Yeah, very good. He's he had a bit of a tough year last year. His first loan spell, he got injured. Mm. Second one, he knew what he was going for. He was going just before Christmas. We're hoping to get him out again in the spring, which didn't quite happen, but he managed to get 20 games in the under-21s. I think it's a real, real good opportunity for him at the moment, playing with Luton. Glenn Ray is there as well, so he settled in straight away. I went up to see him on Saturday. They played against Yeovil, and he was excellent on Saturday. So if he can get 40 games under his belt and coming in next year, he'll be ready to challenge.
And what about the youngsters here? I mean, it's an academy. We're talking here in this wonderful facility. Do you sit and watching all the youngsters as they come through on every age group?
Yeah, of course. I know the names of them all the way down. The ones who tend to train with us on a regular basis would be Rob Sanchez, who came with all pre-season with us, got a few minutes for the first team, and Bailey Vose. But all the way down, I watch them. I watch George Hobbs and Tom McGill play for the 18s. I try and watch their clips as often as possible and liaise with their coaches all the time.
Mm. I mean, the manager's mentioned Sanchez before as well. I suppose they're always growing, though, no matter what age they are, so that's a factor when it's a goalkeeper.
Yeah, he's a young boy. He's 18-year-old. He equipped himself very, very well on the pre-season too with us. They just sometimes need time, experience. You know, there's a lot of psychological demands on a goalkeeper, which I think sometimes, as we found with Christian, they need to get a bit of that experience away from here, not in the public eye all the time. So he'll go on that journey over the next couple of seasons. But if he keeps going the way he's going, he's got half a chance.
And there's only Port Vale as the other side that haven't conceded yet this season. How long can Albion get that run going?
I don't know. Now we've had this conversation, we'll probably jinx it. But it's been a real nice start. And as I say, for both of them, they've both had a couple of games each now and both really reliable performances. I'd say they've both done well. So I'm happy. Long may continue.
You mentioned right at the beginning the disappointment of last season. Obviously, the aim is to get to the Premier League. What would it mean for you to be a part of something like that?
Well, I think when you set out on the coaching journey, as a player, you always set yourself goals and aims, and as a coach, you didn't. And my aim is to be coaching in the Premier League. If I could do it here, that's what I want to do.
And what about life in general? I mean, a Middlesbrough boy, I think. Am I right in thinking?
Yeah.
Long way from home. Or is this home now?
A Durham boy, but yeah. I've been in London since 2000. We spent the year. I commuted along from Poole last year because my wife gave birth. We've all moved along to Brighton over the summer. So we're here. We're all happy here. Just get us to the Premier League now.
And in terms of your future career, is there anything further? Would you like to stay as a coach, or would you like to maybe think about management or something like that?
No, I'm very happy with what I'm doing, and as long as I'm happy in what I'm doing, I'll continue doing it as best I can.
What about Nathan getting on at Luton? I think they're top of the table as well at the
moment.
Yeah,
they've had a good start. I've watched all their games so far, only one live, but I watch it straight after, just see how Christian's done. They're really starting to take shape as a team. I'm delighted for him, really. His ambition was to be a manager. He took a brave choice leaving here to go and do that. I'm sure it'll pay dividends.
Because it could have been so easy for him to stay. He was much loved. He did a great job going in as caretaker. It would have been the comfortable thing to do, I guess.
It would. I mean, we're best mates, so we've had this conversation many times. But that's the type of lad he is. You know, he's brave, he's passionate, and I think he will be a top manager one day.
Thank you, Ben.